Hello. This is the Cambridge English Movers Listening Sample Test. Look at part one. Now look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
Look, Grandpa. My friend's family are in the garden.
What's your friend's name?
It's Sally. Can you see her? She's got glasses.
Is she opening a present?
That's right. It's her birthday today.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now you listen and draw lines. 1.
That boy's carrying the birthday cake. It's very big.
That's Nick.
He's not walking very carefully with it.
I know. Oh, dear.
Two.
Is that boy your friend's brother?
Which boy?
He's sitting on the mat.
Oh, yes. And he's playing with a toy truck.
That's right.
That boy's name's Ben. He's Sally's cousin.
Three.
I know that man. Look at his hat.
You mean the man with the sandwiches?
Yes. He's called Paul.
He's got lots.
Yes. People get hungry at parties.
Four.
And is that your friend's mum?
The woman who's cleaning the table?
Yes.
That's right. Her name's Mary.
That table's very dirty.
Yes. That's because it's always outside.
Five.
Look at that woman.
Where?
She's putting something in the tree.
Oh, that's Aunt Jane. She's putting some lamps there for this evening.
What a nice party.
Now listen to part one again. One.
That boy's carrying the birthday cake. It's very big.
That's Nick.
He's not walking very carefully with it.
I know. Oh, dear.
Two.
Is that boy your friend's brother?
Which boy?
He's sitting on the mat.
Oh, yes. And he's playing with a toy truck.
That's right.
That boy's name's Ben. He's Sally's cousin.
Three.
I know that man. Look at his hat.
You mean the man with the sandwiches?
Yes. He's called Paul.
He's got lots.
Yes. People get hungry at parties.
Four.
And is that your friend's mum?
The woman who's cleaning the table?
Yes.
That's right. Her name's Mary.
That table's very dirty.
Yes. That's because it's always outside.
Five.
Look at that woman.
Where?
She's putting something in the tree.
Oh, That's Aunt Jane. She's putting some lamps there for this evening.
What a nice party.
That is the end of part one. Part two. Listen and look. There is one example.
Come quickly, children. The train's waiting to take us to the zoo.
Great, Mrs. White. It's exciting going to the zoo.
Yes. And I love going by train.
Me too.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write. 1.
Is the zoo called Jungle something?
That's right. It's Jungle Hill.
Jungle what?
Hill. That's H-I-double-L.
Okay.
Two.
Are there hundreds of different animals at the zoo?
Not so many. It says in this book there are 89 different kinds of animals.
89?
Yes. And they all have to have food every day.
Three.
Are there tigers?
Yes.
Can we give food to them?
No, we can't. But we can give food to the parrots.
Great. I love parrots. They're very funny.
Four.
Where can we buy food for them?
At the zoo store.
Where's that?
Next to the cafe.
Next to the cafe? Okay, I'd like to go and do that.
Five.
Can we eat at the zoo?
You've got your lunch with you, I think.
Yes, my mom gave it to me.
Well, you can eat that at the zoo, and then in the evening on the train, we can buy burgers and lemonade.
Burgers and lemonade? Great! My favorites!
Now listen to part two again. One.
Is the zoo called Jungle something?
That's right. It's Jungle Hill.
Jungle what?
Hill. That's H-I-double-L.
Okay.
Two.
Are there hundreds of different animals at the zoo?
Not so many. It says in this book there are 89 different kinds of animals.
89?
Yes. And they all have to have food every day.
Three.
Are there tigers?
Yes.
Can we give food to them?
No, we can't. But we can give food to the parrots.
Great. I love parrots. They're very funny.
Four.
Where can we buy food for them?
At the zoo store.
Where's that?
Next to the cafe.
Next to the cafe? Okay. I'd like to go and do that.
Five.
Can we eat at the zoo?
You've got your lunch with you, I think.
Yes, my mom gave it to me.
Well, you can eat that at the zoo, and then in the evening on the train, we can buy burgers and lemonade.
Burgers and lemonade? Great! My favorites.
That is the end of part two. Part three. Listen and look. There is one example. Mrs. Castle is telling Sally about the people in her family and about their different hobbies. Which is each person's favorite hobby?
Hello, Mrs. Castle.
Hello, Sally. Oh, I'm tired. I went to see my parents today. They never stop talking. They told me all about their new sailing boat. They love going to different places in it. It's their favorite hobby.
Can you see the letter H? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
What does your son like doing, Mrs. Castle? He's in my class at school, I think.
That's right. He loves movies, but not watching them on TV, at the cinema. He often goes with his friends. He likes funny films most. Do you?
Not always.
I've got a daughter too.
I didn't know that.
Well, she's 3 years older than you. We bought her some new skates for her birthday. She's really good, but she enjoys cooking most of all.
Wow!
My uncle enjoys being outside more than inside. He catches me a fish for dinner every weekend. That's his favorite hobby. He lives near a river now. He moved there last year.
Wow!
Yes, he likes it there. It's easier for him to get to his favourite place really quickly now.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
I've got a brother.
What's his favourite hobby? Walking in the mountains? I know you do that sometimes.
No, he loves dancing. He's got lots of great music at home. He goes to classes on Saturday evenings too. I've got a cousin too. I really like him. He makes me laugh. He loves sport.
Does he?
Yes. He can swim really well, on his back or his front. He goes to the pool in Hall Road. Do you go there sometimes?
Yes, I do.
Now listen to part three again.
What does your son like doing, Mrs. Castle? He's in my class at school, I think.
That's right. He loves movies, but not watching them on TV, at the cinema. He often goes with his friends. He likes funny films most. Do you?
Not always.
I've got a daughter too.
I didn't know that.
Well, she's 3 years older than you. We bought her some new skates for her birthday. She's really good, but she enjoys cooking most of all.
Wow!
My uncle enjoys being outside more than inside. He catches me a fish for dinner every weekend. That's his favourite hobby. He lives near a river now. He moved there last year.
Wow!
Yes, he likes it there. It's easier for him to get to his favourite place really quickly now.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
I've got a brother.
What's his favourite hobby? Walking in the mountains? I know you do that sometimes.
No, he loves dancing. He's got lots of great music at home. He goes to classes on Saturday evenings too. I've got a cousin too. I really like him. He makes me laugh. He loves sport.
Does he?
Yes. He can swim really well, on his back or his front. He goes to the pool in Hall Road. Do you go there sometimes?
Yes, I do.
That is the end of part three. Part four. Look at the pictures. Listen and look. There is one example. What is the DVD about?
Dad, come and watch this DVD with me.
What's it about?
It's a story about the sea.
What? Sharks and fish and things?
No, it's about a boy and some dolphins.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. Who is Vicky's piano teacher?
Oh, look. There's my piano teacher.
The man with the mustache?
Yes, and he's very thin.
Is he nice?
Yes, very.
2. What clothes does Nick want to wear at school today?
Mum, we can go to school in funny clothes today. You know, like a pirate or something.
Great! What do you want to wear, Nick?
I want to wear those clown clothes for my birthday.
They're dirty. I know. Get your dad's white coat and you can be a doctor.
Okay.
3. Where did Peter find the shell?
This shell's beautiful, Peter. You can find lots of beautiful shells on the beach.
Yeah, and sometimes you find them near waterfalls.
That's right.
Yeah, but I found this one in a different place. In a big forest. Isn't that great?
Wow! I am surprised.
4. What is Daisy doing now?
Is Daisy getting dressed? We must go.
She's eating her breakfast.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, I woke her up when you were in the bathroom.
5. What sport did Anna get a cup for?
Mum, Anna got a cup today for sport.
Did she? She's very good at skating. Was it for that?
No, it was for table tennis.
That's great.
Yes, and her sister got one for the long jump too.
Now listen to part 4 again. 1. Who is Vicky's piano teacher?
Oh, look! There's my piano teacher.
The man with the mustache?
Yes, and he's very thin.
Is he nice?
Yes, very.
2. What clothes does Nick want to wear at school today?
Mum, we can go to school in funny clothes today. You know, like a pirate or something.
Great! What do you want to wear, Nick?
I want to wear those clown clothes for my birthday.
They're dirty. I know. get your dad's white coat and you can be a doctor.
Okay.
3. Where did Peter find the shell?
This shell's beautiful, Peter. You can find lots of beautiful shells on the beach.
Yeah, and sometimes you find them near waterfalls.
That's right.
Yeah, but I found this one in a different place. In a big forest. Isn't that great?
Wow, I am surprised.
4. What is Daisy doing now?
Is Daisy getting dressed? We must go.
She's eating her breakfast.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, I woke her up when you were in the bathroom.
5. What sport did Anna get a cup for?
Mom, Anna got a cup today for sport.
Did she? She's very good at skating. Was it for that?
No, it was for table tennis.
That's great.
Yes, and her sister got one for the long jump too.
That is the end of part 4. Part 5. Look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
Can you color this mountain picture now?
Yes. Those children went for a swim in the lake, I think.
That's right. The girl's got a wet towel in her hand. Color that, please.
Okay.
Make it orange.
Can you see the orange towel? This is an example. Now you listen and color and write. 1.
Now, I'd like you to color the rock. Can you see it?
Yes, it's on the ground.
That's right. Color it with your blue pencil, please.
Okay. I can see a lizard on it.
Yes, me too.
Two.
Can I color a cloud now?
All right. Color the cloud that's got the sun behind it.
Can I color it pink?
Yes, that's a very good idea.
Great.
Three.
I love the panda. The girl looked really surprised to see it.
Yes, she does. I'd like you to color a leaf now.
The one in the panda's mouth?
No. Color the one at the top of the picture. It's on the tree. Make it red.
Okay.
Four.
Can I do some writing too?
Yes. I'd like you to write the word windy.
Where? On the kite?
Yes, please. Kites like that kind of weather.
Five.
And now, color the boy's sweater.
All right. Can I color it yellow?
That's a nice color, but I'd like you to make it brown, please.
Oh, Okay.
Thank you. Well done.
Now listen to part 5 again. 1.
Now, I'd like you to color the rock. Can you see it?
Yes, it's on the ground.
That's right. Color it with your blue pencil, please.
Okay. I can see a lizard on it.
Yes, me too.
Two.
Can I color a cloud now?
All right. Color the cloud that's got the sun behind it.
Can I color it pink?
Yes, that's a very good idea.
Great.
Three.
I love the panda. The girl looked really surprised to see it.
Yes, she does. I'd like you to color a leaf now.
The one in the panda's mouth?
No. Color the one at the top of the picture. It's on the tree. Make it red.
Okay.
Four.
Can I do some writing too?
Yes. I'd like you to write the word windy.
Where? On the kite?
Yes, please. Kites like that kind of weather.
Five.
And now, color the boy's sweater.
All right. Can I color it yellow?
That's a nice color, but I'd like you to make it brown, please.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Well done.
That is the end of the Movers listening test.